All right. Welcome, everyone. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of Divinely Intuitive Business, and we're here today for the call of Divine Inside Scoop, where you're going to hear from real people, real stories, real successes, real journeys, real experiences about what they have discovered on the path to creating their businesses, what has worked for them, what hasn't, what they love, what they're doing now, so you have a sense of who they are. Today we're going to talk with four women about coaching. These are all coaches themselves. They all have very unique, different backgrounds. They all have very different work that they do, that they're bringing into the world, these gifts that they have and they're bringing into the world. And you're going to hopefully leave inspired and having a clear direction on where to go next. And if you feel inspired, you'll have some direction on what to do next. Promise we won't leave you hanging, okay? So first of all, let's just talk about why you may be here. You're probably an intuitive. These are the people that I draw into my world. Intuitives, healers, coaches, people who feel this calling, this desire, this longing, if you will, to bring their gifts into the world in a way that is monetizable, meaning a business that will support you in creating the life you want. And you've probably spent a lot of time and a lot of energy on building your business. I'm building your gifts, and even some on building your business, but you're still frustrated. You're still trying to figure out, like, how to do this. How do I actually make this happen? How do I make it work? Sorry, I'm having a computer issue at the moment. You know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you're here to do something, to make a difference in the world. And you know that you can make a difference in the world with what you know how to do. You've probably been through some challenge, some dark night of the soul, or maybe multiple ones, and that transformed your life. The healing of it or the coming through of it transformed your life. Hang on one second. My computer it just kind of crashed. Hang on. Let me see if I can get it back. There we go. You've been thinking about working with a coach, perhaps, or you've worked with coaches in the past, and you'd like to get some information about what it's like, what other people have experienced. Because as you know, all coaches are different, right? And who you work with makes a difference in the work that you bring to the world, the style. So if you're on the call today listening, please trust that you're in the right space. You're here for a reason. I fully, completely trust that. Okay, so let me give you an introduction to me, who I am. as you know, my name is Reverend Ann Perswell. I'm an interfaith minister by training, a healer at heart, an intuitive. My intuitive gifts were not divinely delivered to me at birth. I didn't have this long DNA. I discovered this in my adult years, in my 40s. And learned that I could develop my intuition, that it was a skill to develop, not necessarily a given lineage that I had to be born into. Rather, it was truly a skill that can be developed. And that just completely changed my life. I was going through Dark Night of the Soul, one of these dramas, a major one, where my life was completely upended. And through that upending, I was introduced to my intuition. I was introduced to a very deep level of spirituality, one wherein I felt very connected with the divine and all things, where I really, really learned it. Healers helped me during that time, amazing healers, who introduced me to the world of subtle energy. I learned about Reiki at that time. I learned about certain kinds of tapping, and then I learned about the kind of tapping that ultimately I do all the time now. I learned about connection with nature, connection with animals, connection with everything around us, connection with other people. That deep heart-filled soul connection, you know? And I, because of the healers, I learned that that was, oh my word, it opened up a whole new world for me of possibility for work. Never occurred to me. I mean, I always thought I had to go to college and pick something that they offered. It never occurred to me that I could actually make a living being a healer. Like, what's that, right? I don't know what that is. How did I find out about that? Where do you learn about that? And then I discovered that it is a very deep calling. And when you answer that calling, you're guided each step of the way of what, how to develop your education further, how to understand more about what this is all about. And so I spent years developing and getting certifications and understanding, you know, how things work on the subtle energy level. And I realized I wanted to do this as my work. But enter a whole new set of problems, which I'm sure you can relate to. Marketing, for example. I'd offer a workshop and nobody would show up, or one person would show up. So I do a day-long workshop for one person. Anybody here, you know, experienced that? Yeah. Those are the good old days. Not really. Anyway, my point being that I didn't understand that piece of business. And I was learning, and intuitively I had some sense of things to do, thank goodness, but not enough to really make my business fully successful and not enough to have it be a consistent income, a strong, healthy business. It was a challenge, and those early years were challenging. And then my husband and I moved to Florida, and I left that all behind. I went to seminary and then came out, was ordained in 2008, and I was like, well, now what do I do? How do I incorporate what I just went through into my former business? What do I do with that? And I happened to be going to Unity Church at the time, and I gave a workshop there on the tapping. And at the end of you know, the first day, you know, you pass around the love offering basket, and I'm passing it around, and people are dropping their $2 in for a four-hour workshop. And this woman comes up to me, and she goes, you know, you don't have to do it this way. You can do your business online. I'm like, wait, what? How? I was so challenged at that point, because nothing was happening. I was in a whole new market, a whole new area. The world had changed. Remember 2008, right? The world had changed. And things were moving seriously to an online format. And I knew that I didn't ever want to have to leave my business behind again, like I did when we moved from Charlottesville to Florida, Charlottesville, Virginia. I knew I didn't want to have that happen. So when she told me this, my ears perked up and I said, okay, how? And I started this journey of learning how to actually build my business online. And it took me the next 2 years of actually trying to figure out what's WordPress, What's a squeeze page? What's an opt-in page? You have to link something to something else? Like, how does that work? What is this email service provider? All of the stuff that actually goes into creating a business. And I said my head hurt so many times during those years because I was laying all of these new foundations, these new neural pathways in my brain and learning about marketing. But it was still a challenge. And it was then in 2010, 10 years ago, that I hired my first coach, that I went into a program and worked with this person for a couple of years. And then that was what changed everything in my business from 18,000 to over six figures. That's what made the difference. And it's been that consistently because I got the support in helping me understand how to create a foundation, how to create systems, how to create a business that is making money, but making money consistently, a business that supports me, as opposed to me supporting it all the time. That was a big, big, big aha for me in that time. And my life has never been the same, ever. And since then, now I teach people how to build their businesses online, especially healers and intuitives, coaches, because we have so many gifts that the world needs. And if we can't do our work and make money, we don't stay in business. It's really that simple. And it is that bottom line. And I can't imagine where I'd be if I hadn't had that healer working with me. I can't imagine where I'd be if I hadn't had that coach working with me. I cannot imagine where I'd be. I know I would not be where I am today, not only in my business, but also in my life where I live, the kind of life I live. It is a life that, for me, was unrecognizable 10 years ago. And it was what I wanted so desperately, and I've wanted for so many years. The difference between getting the support I needed, getting the help I needed, and not, is the difference between a life that was something I ached for and a life that I actually created. I actually manifested. And that is exactly what's available for you, for every one of us. But we have to get the support. So I want to talk with you and talk with other people today about, like, what is this? What happens when you get the support? Okay? So let's meet our success panel. We're going to start off with Monique McDonald, who is a Grammy-nominated award-winning artist. She's known to many as the magnetic voice, breaking the mold of what it means to be a diva. She is totally a diva, but not in a bad way, in a beautiful way. The New York Times describes her soprano as a powerful, warm, huge sound that melts easily into subtlety and gentleness, but is at her best in the most passionate music. Like, oh my word, right? With international acclaim, she's performed opera, Broadway, and lecture recitals throughout the United States, Europe, and Japan. She's had the pleasure to perform with esteemed colleagues like Ruggero Raimondi, Marilyn Horne, Marvin Hamlisch, Billy Porter, Kristen Chenoweth. One of her favorite credits is singing a command performance for Albert II, Prince of Monaco, and King Philippe of Belgium. She now combines her 20-plus years' experience of high-profile performance with top-shelf coaching strategies to empower performers, public speakers, leaders, visionaries, business owners, through charismatic communication and mastery of the human voice. And you can find her at themagneticvoice.com. So, Monique and I have this incredible love affair. Like, oh, my God. We adore each other, and it's so much fun. So I'm going to put her on in a second, and I see that I have been my instant teleseminar. When that dropped, I got booted off. Not booted off, but it closed down. So let me just Sorry about the techie issues. Okay. That was fast. Thank you, angels. Okay, so Monique, I want to bring you on. Hi, Monique.
Hi, Anne. I just want to echo again, yes, we're having an amazing love affair.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Monique is so much fun to work with. Okay, so you've been with me a year. And now, guys, everybody just, let me just say this right now. The Diamond Program is a two-year program. So Monique's now in her first year. She almost completed her first year. And you are in a very different place than you were a year ago. Would you care to tell everybody where you were, where you are now?
Sure. Wow. You said at some point in your intro, Anne, about your life being unrecognizable when it changed. And that's kind of how I feel right now. It's hard to remember a year ago where I was. But where I was I had just lost my mother, who was my everything, and had been through very difficult mourning and grief process, which left me depressed and finding it difficult just to pay the bills, let alone be inspired or inspiring. I had stopped singing because my mom was my voice teacher. So I felt like I just didn't have anything to sing about. And it was no fun doing it without her.
Yeah.
And I'm an only child. So I had been spending a lot of time online, studying other people's marketing programs and figuring out how to build a business and just trying to piece it all together myself. And lo and behold, this amazing email showed up in my inbox. And I have to say, there are angels at work, and I'm sure my mom is one of them, because I'm always shocked at how these emails show up in my inbox. And one of them was 25K in 25 days by Miss Anne, Reverend Anne Perswell. And I, of course, even I could afford $25 for that course. And I just, it challenged me. It sort of made me say, oh, yeah, remember when we used to manifest things? Remember that? Why don't we try this and do it again? And I just entered into this program just all in and started to get inspired and excited and started manifesting things. And one of the things that I manifested was a connection call with Anne, where we figured out a way to make it work, that we could work together, and I became a diamond. And where I am now is I have this gorgeous desk that I'm sitting at, that I was doing my business off a TV table, and it's facing this beautiful altar that we built in our retreat, our diamond retreat, with all of these beautiful things representing what I want for my business. I just recorded the first two episodes of my podcast. I just purchased a computer that I have been borrowing, a friend's computer, because my old computer died and I didn't have the money to buy it. And I'm paying my bills. I'm not trembling when the first of the year comes. And I have attracted really my ideal clients into my business. And I realized that I now have a business. I sort of was pretending I had a business, but one of the things I learned from Anne was how is your business supporting you? And that was something I had never thought of before, because I was always trying to hold up this business, trying to prop it up on my little TV table. So, I'm in a completely different place. I'm sitting at this lovely desk with this big, beautiful new podcast microphone and my lovely new computer. It's just a new day. It's just a new day.
You came to the call yesterday, the diamond call yesterday, and goes, okay, got to go. I've got a new client. You know, love you guys. See ya. It's been amazing watching this journey of yours.
And, you know, that particular client is really amazing for me. I was talking to my prayer partner this morning, and I was describing her, and then I thought to myself, oh, my goodness, I'm finally working. This woman happens to be, you know, a pretty big star on Broadway, and I'm just finally working with clients that are just so excited to work with me and who I'm really helping, and they are going on to do really amazing things. So that's the part. I didn't see that part coming, right? The up-leveling of the quality of client as well.
Yeah. Congratulations. Seriously. So let me just ask you this. What would you say it's like working with me? And we have to do this fairly quickly because I know that Christina, who's next, has to leave in just about 15 minutes. So sorry to cut you short. But just real quickly, what's your experience working with me?
I would say, you know, I feel like you're my partner. I feel like you're the person that I can confide in, tell my uglies to. You can tap me out of any weirdness that comes.
Yeah. And weirdness comes, guys.
Weirdness comes. Like this, the client that I had to fire, that, you know, that was woo. And you helped me right through it. I feel like working with you is really like having a true business partner and guide.
Yeah, thank you for that. One more quick question. If someone were considering this, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that for me, investing and saying yes to the Diamond Program was probably the most terrifying and exciting thing all at once that I've ever done with myself, for myself. And like all exciting and terrifying things, they transform your life if you're ready for it and you say yes to yourself. I mean, I said yes to the Diamond Program, but what I really said yes to was Monique.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for that, sweetie. So amazing and so much fun to work with.
Thank you, Anne. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, pleasure's mine too. Thank you. All right, let me go to Christina. Christina, you are my longest, you know, it's been, 8 years, I think, since we met, and you joined the Diamond Program, and then you had crap happen, and you've been pulling yourself out of it from that experience, similar to Monique's, and you can help yourself with sharing if you'd like to. But I'd like to hear, for everybody else, what's it been like in this journey? I mean, we've been in and out of each other's lives for quite a while now.
A long time.
Yeah. So what's your before and after, if you will? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't even introduce you. Hold on. Stop. My bad. I'm so sorry. Let me introduce you. That was just so rude. So Christina is a launch strategist and an incredible copywriter. She helps spiritual coaches, healers, and light workers launch their transformational programs with her metrics and magic approach and copy that is grounded in soul, it is so true, and science, so that they can create more impact for their clients and have more money from their launch. And you can find her at Launch with Ease. And She's also a kitty mommy and a dog mama. Yes.
Yes.
And
yeah,
a delight.
I wrote somewhere. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I wrote somewhere the other day that that Lacey was my dog, but that I have cats. So, like, I clearly don't own the cats. They own me. And you know this from the cats that you have. I remember when we first met, and then it took a couple of years to even sign up for a program with you. And then from there, it went into the Diamond program. Yeah. And, you know, I think for me, it's been just a lot of resistance. Personally, like not wanting to dive into what I want to do and how I want to do it, and then getting clarity and then resisting and then getting clarity and then resisting. and then finally just being like, oh, yes, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. And it's the same thing that I've always supposed to do, but I'm just now like surrendering, and you're laughing because you know you've seen all of it.
I do.
Right. So when I knew I needed the Diamond program, when I just kept hitting my head on the same problems. I don't know what to do. I don't know. I'm working. I'm doing all the things. I'm taking all of the classes. I'm doing all of the stuff. And I don't know what I'm doing. And I knew what I was doing. I just didn't do it consistently, or just was doing it in the wrong order, or was doing it with half a heart, and that doesn't get you anywhere either. So I think so much of what helped me was having just structure and support and accountability, because if I don't have someone holding me accountable, I'm not going to do it for myself, especially when it's not something that I'm super passionate about, which isn't the case now, but when I was starting out and I was trying to be a copywriter, my heart wasn't in it. And it took a long time to get to where I am now, because I'm working with the clients that I love. I'm doing the work that I love. And it's finally like, oh, this is what I've been working for, but I resisted a long time.
You know, you said something about the accountability, and I think that is probably one of the biggest things, because one of the things I noticed when I was working with my mentor, and I notice now when I work with people who are supporting me, if I have a call coming up with them, you can be sure I'm going to do the work, right? If I don't have a call, I'm like, I'll get to it, you know, I'll get to it. And it doesn't get done. It's the call, it's the structure that supports you in actually doing the things you said you'd do, or having a breakdown about it, which is equally as normal, right? I mean, that happens.
Yeah, being held to the fire, like to have someone say, why didn't it get done? You said you were
going
to do it. You're out of integrity. What does that mean? So,
I don't quite say that. I'm not quite that rough. I say something like,
you're a lot nicer than that.
I'm like, what's going on?
Let's
talk about that. Let's see if we can move through that resistance.
I'm not that nice to myself anymore, just because I expect more from myself. But, you know, it's one of the things when I realized that that's my pattern, then I could actually do something about it. And it's, you know, it's still my pattern. I still wait until the last minute, but that means I create shorter deadlines, and I put more accountability pieces into what I'm doing, even when it's with clients. So I think it's just important to have someone reflect back to you what you just can't see, because we're just too close to it. We're just too close to our business, and we're too much in it to see what's really going on. And that's what a coach is for.
Yeah. It really makes a difference. So what would you say was your greatest takeaway from the Diamond program?
I think one of it is, there's so many. One of it is, like, it can really look any way I want it to look, because, you know, there were people in the Diamond programs that were doing, you know, work that would, that I never could imagine would make money. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, wow. You can make money, you know, talking to angels. Wow. Like that. There's no box, right?
Right.
And I kept, even as a copywriter, I was trying to shove myself into like a box, even as a launch strategist, I was shoving myself into a specific box. So it was really nice to see what other people were doing and sort of support them, but also to realize I cannot do this work alone. I'm not made to do it alone. I don't like doing it alone. I like having people to brainstorm with. I like support. I like the one-on-one attention.
Mm-hmm.
I like just knowing that I just someone's got my back.
Mm-hmm.
That when I'm really stuck or when I'm ready to give up, I can go someplace and have some, you know, have people say, "Stop, what's going on?" It's just like just doing this work alone is really impossible.
It really
is for me.
Yeah.
So not only did I, you know, not only did I learn that I can invite in my angels and my guides, but that I have a, you know, a support system in place to get me through the rough days, and then to celebrate the wins, which is really important as well.
Mhm. Yeah, that's definitely. We're always so focused on what's going, what's coming up, what's next, that we forget that, you know, some time ago this was next. And we wanted this.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, to celebrate the wins
yeah.
is so important. So what would you tell somebody
Absolutely.
Who's considering this program, considering hiring a coach, considering me as a coach, or considering just, you know, a coaching program for themselves to help them with their business? What would you tell them?
Yeah. You know, I'd say that it is everything that you need to expand your business at the pace that you want to expand it at. So it's like you don't have to go out and take more programs or learn more skills or do more things. It really is a combination of the mindset, the marketing, the support, the accountability, the guidance, the mentoring. It's all sort of in one. So that if you're feeling the need to just go learn more and to look outside of yourself for success, then you're going to keep struggling, because that's not where success is. Success is not outside of you. It's inside, and I think that's what you help so much with the tapping, with the reflections, with the, you know, really sitting with the resistance like you did with me for so long, and really just being there. And plus, you're a brilliant businesswoman and a brilliant entrepreneur, so you know the marketing chops. You've got, like, the ideas. You can see the pieces of the puzzle where I can't see. You can fill the gaps in. And you know about email marketing, and you know about social media, and you know about launches, and you know about storytelling. You know those things because you've been doing it for so long, and you've got the experience, the learned, proven experience to do the business side of stuff, but then to also do the tapping and the support and the divine piece of it is really so unique and so special that I don't know anyone else that does it at the level that you do it at, and how you're so able to meet people where they are and be with them at the pace that they need to go. Yes, it's uncomfortable, and you don't ever push people way outside their comfort zone. You just sort of guide them along a little bit. Just, come on. You said you wanted this. Let's go. So, you know, you just bring everything to the table, and seriously, if you're not going to do it for yourself, do it for the people you're supposed to be serving, and do it for the, you know, like, that is, because someone, I think about this a lot, that for me, someone out there, there is a coach that's out there who has a program that she needs to launch to hundreds, if not thousands of people, and she just doesn't have a partner to launch it with, and I'm not there, and I'm supposed to be the one to help her. So if I'm not going to, you know, do the Facebook Live or do whatever it is that I'm resisting doing, for me, I need to do it for her, because it's her and her clients that are waiting. And I think that sort of always inspires me to take a little bit bolder of an action and make bigger investments when it's not just about me, but what I'm here to do.
Oh, Christina, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And just really being with that, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been such an honor and such a privilege and such a joy.
Back at you.
For all these years.
Like, oh, my word. So much so. Yeah. What a fun ride it's been. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
We're just getting started. I mean, like,
I know.
My business has really taken off, and you've got a lot of stuff on your plate too. So it's just like, gosh, we're just like at the foot of the mountain.
It is a ton of fun. Yes.
But whatever an easier analogy is than climbing a mountain.
Well, I'll be taking some breathers along the way. I promise you that.
Yes.
Thank you, Christina. Yeah,
oh,
really great. Oh, I'm sorry, I put her on mute. Okay, let me go to our next panelist, which is Toni K. Snyder. Toni started her professional life with advanced degrees in architecture and engineering, and she has a PhD in holistic nutrition. But a spiritual experience that saved her daughter's life led Toni on a quest to understand and expand her true gifts and become an intuitive guide and energy practitioner. She now empowers women over 50 to feel confident in their skin, dare to share their wisdom and their insight, and courageously create a visible, valuable, and vital life. You can learn more about Toni and how she can help at ToniKCAY.com. By the way, Toni is also a kitty mama.
Yeah.
Toni, hi.
Hi.
I tend to draw in the kitty people, you know, and the dog people, the animal people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, super kitty mama. That's right. Lots and lots of furry kitties everywhere, just piles.
Right.
But anyway,
how many do you
have? Thanks for having
me on. Yeah,
oh,
totally.
I have 5 in the house, and there are 3 ferals that I take care of outside of the house.
Love it. Love it. So
and more just kind of show up, you know. It's like a revolving door of kitties, and it's awesome. They just keep coming, and the family, they just look at me like, oh, there's another one. Okay.
My husband's like, no. No, we have enough.
Come on, they're so
sweet. Like, and then I think I'm the one who has to clean up the litter boxes. I'm like, that's all right.
I totally get it. Same thing, but it is what it is.
Yeah. So you've been with me for almost 3 years now. Let's talk about your experience of the before and the after in the Diamond Program, like who you were, where you were, what was going on. And you went through trauma while we were in the Diamond Program. Like trauma does not seem to keep, you know, to stay away. Like it happens. It happens. And the question is, how do we stay focused to some degree while we're going through it, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's life. Life happens, you know, no matter what. And it's like, how do you continue to keep going? And I was thinking about how was I 3 years ago? I really had to sit and think about that. I really did because...
Kind of like Monique, where was I a year ago? Yeah, exactly.
Just like Monique, yeah. It's like, how in the world was I? But a lot of my stuff centered around being really ashamed of my intuitive gift. Really ashamed. Pushing everything down. I was told when I was growing up not to express that, to shut up, to be quiet, not to do this. You can't do that. You can't make money off of this, blah, blah, blah. And so it was like, okay, well, I need to go mainstream, so hence the architecture engineering. And I tried to go very cookie cutter, and that's where I was when I met you. I was not confident in what I could do. I wasn't authentic because I knew a cookie cutter coach or guide or whatever just wasn't right for me. And I was also just really worried that, you know, I had to choose one thing to make money because I was always told you're going to be flaky if you've got 5 or 6 different avenues of things. Mm. And so I was my self-esteem was quite low when it came to business and what I could offer. And, you know, that just started to change. You know, as you and I work together, and you really you're on my side. That's the bottom line. I trust you. And I realized going through the tapping and different things that we were doing with success mindset and then just other types of things I was dealing with that I don't have to do just one thing just one way. Mm-hmm. You give everyone the openness and the space to explore how they want to live their lives and run their businesses and what's the best way for each person. So everything's very customized, you know, and that's what I found, that I I trust you, and that's a big thing with me. That was a huge thing. I just trust you. I could put anything out there, and, you know, you might roll your eyes and go, oh, gosh, Tony, what is it this week, you know? But you help me make it work. I mean, yeah, it's like I want to do this and I want to do that. And you really helped me to openly express my gifts and stop hiding and really figure out a way to incorporate it into my life and into my business. And I can't even imagine going back and not expressing my intuitive side or the fact, you know, that I can't even imagine doing that. That's just huge for me.
Yeah.
So that was
actually one of the first things you did too, was you stepped into that, and then you created a program a year long, right, for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, they were like, oh, we want more. So you signed them up for a second year. And I mean,
right.
you started immediately as soon as you got clear and in alignment. God. So much happened for you. It was just like boom, boom, boom. You just started, but you had to get clear. You had to be okay with what it was you were doing.
I did.
And that was, I mean, it was so much fun to watch.
Oh yeah, and you helped give me permission. I mean, you helped me give myself permission.
Yeah,
you know, to
yeah.
do that, because other people wouldn't. And
well,
or,
you know,
or I
I'm
just wouldn't
unabashedly
listen.
Unafraid or unashamed to be intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I know what my life was before, and I know what it is now. And I just wear it, baby. You know, like, this is it. And it's so important. I love that you stepped into that, like, owning it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what attracted me to working with you, was the fact that you owned it. And I'm like, I want to own it too.
Yeah.
I want to do this too. And it was, you know, it was almost like, no, I do this and this and this, and I'm this type of coach. And you're like, yeah, no, you're not. I'm like, what? How do you know that? You just know. I mean, you know, working with you, you know. I can always tell when, like, you've got something downloading and coming in, and it's going to be a biggie, because you get real quiet for a second. And I'm like, oh, no, she's just found me out. She just saw the whole thing. But the great thing about that is that you bring it out lovingly and gently in a lot of ways, and it lets us see it, and then we can work through it. And that sometimes is just the thing we need to do to take that next step, is to see it, have somebody show it to us and go, this is it. And you're like, oh, there it is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's been huge, just huge for me over the past, you know, 3 years. And, yeah, and once I'm aligned with it and I'm clear, boom, I just go.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You really
mm-hmm.
do. Which is, I think, why you've had so many successes in these past, you know, years with this. Because you had to move through whatever the resistance was, or the fears, or the, you know, the stuff. And then it was like, oh, wait, okay, got this. Let me go.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm thinking about, like, the meetup, right? When we were first together, it was like, oh, hell no.
Hell
right?
no.
And then somewhere along the line, you took this little course on meetup, and you're like, you know, I could do that. And the next thing you know, you know, you're limiting people at the door. You know, how many can come, and, you know, people are calling you. When are you going to do the next one?
Completely
amazing.
Yeah, it's really huge. I mean, because, thank you. And, you know, and I have to thank you, because you are so good at helping align to a dream or, you know, just to a frequency that you need to do something. That is a specialty of yours, is to help people align to that frequency that they can rise up and they can be there in that space and go, yep, okay, I can do this. And then all of a sudden people start coming. And it's that alignment is huge, you know, because if you don't have it, the clients don't come.
Well, exactly.
You just push them away, or they just don't see you, or
you don't see them, or you don't say the right thing, or you hide, right? All kinds of reasons why that happens. But the energy is so important, and the fact that you see that and you get that, well, because you're an energy person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You understand. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what would you tell someone who's actually considering this? I mean, I think we've probably covered it, but
pretty much. You know, if you really need somebody on your side, you know, someone you can trust, someone to be, you know, like Christina said before, was, you know, a partnership, someone to know that that they actually care about you and what you do, and also someone who's going to help you to enhance and uplift what you offer and share to the world so that you can actually make a business out of it and share it to even more people. I mean, that's the reason why, you know, that's the reason to join Divine Diamonds. I mean, it's just a place where you can, you know, just have support. And it's not just you, but it's also everybody else who's in the program. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We have
yeah.
just the most loving, compassionate, strong, courageous people in this program, and you have a community, and you have a coach who absolutely cares about you and wishes you well and wants to help you out. And all the one-on-one is an amazing offer, because there are a lot of coaching programs out there where you get a group thing and you get a little online program, and that's all fine and dandy, or maybe you get 15 minutes here and there. You get time with you, and that's really important, because it's not always about how do I do this next thing with my business. That's always like kind of an umbrella thing, but there's so much mindset work, and there's so much alignment and energy work, and, you know, getting rid of your old stuff and getting all that baggage out of the way so that you can move forward and create and share and dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I was thinking, you know, you're exactly right. And the community is amazing. The group of people who come together. I was thinking about what happened on one of the Diamond Calls last week. I don't think you were on there, Tony, but one of the members was talking about something about her work and a little bit of frustration about it. And two people chimed in and said, oh, my word, you have to understand how amazing you are. When I did this and this with you, it was, I mean, they just, I mean, everybody was in tears at the end, because it was so moving and so loving and so supportive. That was, it just is a unique group. And this is a group of healers, intuitives, open-hearted, amazing women who come together to support each other. And, you know, I share things in the Diamond groups that I don't think I've ever experienced any coach sharing, like, oh, this didn't go so well when I did this, because, and here's what I think it is, and this is why, and okay, so I did it again, and this one did better. And I think that was, you know, we were talking about that yesterday on the call, how some of my calls had led to, like, not very many people on, right? And then because of my way of, you know, and I don't know anybody who, if you will, shows their panties like that in, you know, as it goes along, because they're too, if they have to always appear like they know it all, or they're successful, or, you know, the perception is, one coach would say something, like 6 months later, after everything else all wrapped up and tied, and she goes, yeah, well, I show my panties. Oh, that's showing your panties? Really? No, that's not,
right.
That's not my version of it. My version of it is real time. Okay, this is what's going on. Being appropriate, but not being, yeah. Anyway, but thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm
thank
so
you.
And you've been such a delight to be working with. I am so honored to watch you. Just kill it, girl. Really.
Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, Tony. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. We have Kim, Reverend Kim Fortina. She's a spiritual guide and a creativity coach who believes that laughter is medicine. Oh, my word, is that not true? She works with her clients to develop new ways to approach creative projects, emotional balance, self-empowerment, and living from spirit. Kim creates and teaches intuitive energy tools to bring rejuvenation to all levels of the mind, body, and spirit. Her coaching, guided visualizations, and sacred sound healing help deepen the connections to our own inner wisdom, which is the best place for lasting change to take root in our lives. No kidding about that. Kim is also the director of the Happy for No Reason Certified Trainer Program and the director of coaching for Your Year of Miracles. She is a priestess with a sacred vision and a lifelong creative and healer, and mama to her beautiful puppy named Keely. So, Kim, you can find her at kaleidoscopespirit.com. So, hello, Miss Kim, Reverend Kim. How are you?
Hi, Reverend Ann. How are you?
It's an honor to be talking with you. I'm fabulous.
It's been so wonderful to listen to you and to listen to everybody else today. I'm inspired.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so fun to listen to people and telling their stories of what's been going on for them and what they're, you know, where they were then, where they are now, and what I know that you have a unique story about your money relationship, which I would love for people to hear about in your before and after, which I think is so delightful. Would you care to share that?
Yeah. Thank you. Let's see. When we were coming together, I'd had my business for about 7 years. I had a small but responsive email list. I had a lot of great collaborations going on, so I had a lot of work to do. But there was something in me, my spirit really wanted my personality to be able to deal with putting a full program out on my own that I wasn't collaborating with anyone else. And that's, you know, my money stuff really showed up there. I had cleaned up some of my abundance things, but when it came to putting something else out on my own, everything came back out from under the bed of my childhood and climbed all over me and distracted me from doing what I needed to do.
I love that. Came out from under the bed and in the closet from my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
All over me.
I promise I'm a woman, but I'm acting like an 8-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I remember part of my prayer when we started to work together was, you know, Anne, I really need help being the soil, the tree, the sun, and the rain. Like, I can be it all, I want that to be safe. And you really supported me with that. And while we've been working together, I had to bust through, you know, what it meant to cross over different money goals I had. And I remember once I got past 6 figures, all of a sudden the next goal, all those old things came back and we had to tap through that again. But one of the biggest pieces that I couldn't put together about my abundance, no matter how hard I worked on that, no matter how many times I busted through and got to a different plateau, was how my health was tied into my abundance. So from 2012 to 2018, I was dealing with severe anemia and had blood levels so low that I had to get blood transfusions and iron transfusions. And I showed up like a warrior to all of that. But when we finally really healed it on a physical level, all of the sudden money started staying with me. So I had been making money all the years of my business, but all of a sudden it started staying.
So you had been literally bleeding it out before.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Right.
It was like, I didn't have enough, I had enough life force to keep showing up for other people's businesses, mm-hmm. getting other people to create money, keep money, mm-hmm. All of that. And I was bringing things in, but it would come back out. And when that healed, mm-hmm. And you and I had already been working together probably for well over a year at that point, just all of a sudden money just wants to stick around me now, which mm-hmm. has been super helpful in me paying off medical. Yeah, medical things, all of the, I had blown through my savings a couple times during those 6 years to take care of myself. And now I'm building all of that back up. I'm investing again and in ways I just know I'm never going to need to touch it until I gracefully retire. So, yeah, I've been able to with your support, being able to see me, be with me, on the mindset piece, absolutely, but from a soul perspective, as a spiritual woman, dealing with trauma and being so amazing at tuning into other people, it feels like you and I are sewn together in a very similar way. So for us to be together, I just was able to really, and I still do, lean into you in a way that I let very few people in that deeply. So I possibly went a little more all over the place.
No, it was perfect. It was beyond perfect.
Yeah, I just want to check in.
That leaning in, that sort of letting me in a way that I think that is, because I know the level of work that you do, being a director of coaching, being a trainer, you're at a leadership position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Completely leadership position. And so when you find that kind of a relationship where you can do that, it's gold. It's just gold.
Yeah, you know, and I've always felt that way with you. And just so everyone else knows, so I kind of spied on Anne for a year before we worked together. So I think I got on your list from some telesummit, I don't know, back in 2016. I didn't mean to, but in retrospect, that's absolutely what happened. Maybe I did your 4 clients in 4 weeks, or I don't remember. And then I read all your emails, and then maybe there was the 25K in 25 days. And that one I actually made sure to do all of the tapping. And I felt like, oh, I'm going to work with this woman. You know, she swears, which I appreciate. She's spiritual. But your business sense is so good. And because I had watched you from this spirit and business place, I'd watched the emails over the year. And where I was sitting, I thought, this lady, Anne has enough in place that when she comes up with a new idea, her list is big enough that she can play, she can be strategic. And I loved that. And so I think you and I, just like Monique, you and I did a connection call, and then, I don't know, it had gone on long enough, and I just busted in and said, well, how do I work with you? Because I felt so drawn and knew that I'd be able to be a client with you, that you weren't, that the leader I am wasn't a big deal. I needed to find someone that I could be a client with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I so appreciate that about you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
I know exactly. Well, so I'm just really being with what you said, because I know exactly what you're talking about. And that is so important, that relationship and this experience of working together, this partnership that because I really do believe that client mentor is always a partnership. It's such and the healthier the partnership, you know, I will not violate someone's trust, not willingly. It's so important to me. Integrity is so important. But that piece of finding someone that you can just let in and fully be yourself with them without, you know, like what Tony was saying, like where all the stuff that comes up, and like you were saying, all the childhood stuff that comes up and crawls all over you, and give you a chance to get it soothed,
mm-hmm.
and released so that you don't have to carry it forward with you into what you're wanting to create next. I think that's hard to find. I do. And And yet when the person is there and the moment, it's the right time, it's magic. It's mm-hmm. just magical. So thank you for saying that. That added a whole new dimension. This soul-to-soul peace adds a whole new dimension for people who are listening to know what they're looking for.
Yes.
Because not everybody listens to that. They're like, oh, I want to make that kind of money, you know, and then mm-hmm. they just sign up with someone without really knowing if that's the right soul-to-soul connection. Listen to that. Yeah,
and that's the thing I knew I wanted. And so for anybody listening to this, ask yourself, what are the 10 things I want in my business? Because money's in the 10. It might be number one. It might be number 10. But there's so much more. And when you really want to be able to connect with a coach and be able to see, oh, that's the person who can support me, look for those like ideals. Like one of my desires was to have freedom and liberation in my abundant business. So when I finally had been on your email long enough where I saw your freedom, then that moved me so much closer. Well, mm-hmm. and really, I mean, I knew what I wanted. I wanted to work with you.
Yeah. No, I totally get it.
Identify, yeah, some of those sentences that we hold inside of ourselves for what we want in our business. And there's a lot of leaders out there, and there's a lot of people who accidentally became good at business 2 years ago. And that's the other thing that I love about you. You've been doing this so long. Yeah.
This is 2 years ago.
God bless them. It happens, you know. But, you know, who do you really want to be your business coach?
Yeah. Yeah. That gift you just gave everybody to write down a list of 10 things that you want in your business is so huge. Because you're right, it is money, but money's in there. It has to be, mm-hmm. right? Because your business needs to, unless you're independently wealthy and you're doing your business for some other reason. Most mm-hmm. of us are not in that situation. Most of us are creating a business so that it will support us. but money is a piece of it. Mm-hmm. Freedom is huge. Freedom for your time, freedom for your soul. And helping and recognizing perhaps that you're, for me, this was a big one. I knew that the person who helped me so much during that awful time in my life, the healer, she struggled. She struggled in her business and she struggled to pay her bills. And she was so incredibly good. Mm-hmm. And it's awful to see, it's awful to imagine her not having been there at the time that I needed her the most. Because she couldn't, she had to go get a job. It's horrible to think of that. So money is a definite important thing, but also being able to bring your gifts to the world so that you can touch others, so that then they can go out and do what they came to do,
yeah.
what they're here to do. That's it's just what we're here for, I think.
Absolutely.
I think I got off on a sidetrack there, but I guess that was really the piece that was really the most important piece that needed to come out on that for me. But thank you. So what would you tell someone about if they're considering this? Either this program or me or just getting help for themselves in business.
Yeah, getting support.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I think is important for people to really hear and know is that getting support strengthens you. Some of us have this idea, especially those of us who are rebels, who have done a lot on our own. We can really struggle to receive support. And when you get on the other side of that pattern, the other side of that healing, you're able to have just a bigger capacity for your business and a bigger capacity to receive. So having a coach, whether it's Anne or someone else, is essential for your business, because what I see over and over again, the willingness someone has to heal their life is where their clients meet them. So your clients are going to stay at a certain level unless you're willing to keep receiving more and busting through more and healing your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see myself ever going very long without support, because I also need to do things for me that I don't turn around and monetize and throw it back into my business. There's a way you also need to
Agreed.
Learn how to receive. Yeah.
Agreed.
That is just for you.
Yes.
And these are things you kind of just can't do on your own. You've got to be able to lean into another person. And that it's so emotional for me how easy our relationship has been. And it's essential as I became more, how do I want to say this? As I became even more grounded, more open, more available, and my capacity grew, I still needed someone who had then been on the journey with me. And I have clients like that too, you know? They need someone really at a massive national, international support level, but they will come back to me to touch base because there's something about being with you, Anne, that you are connected with me on a soul level. So where we can get to quickly is so valuable to me. And it's going to be like that for everyone listening. And as they go into long-term relationships with their clients, you're a part of the fabric of their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So choose someone you want to weave some tapestry with.
Oh, I love that. That's so beautiful. Yes, 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 100% yes. And also when you're choosing your clients, the same thing.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, thank you. That was so beautiful. I could keep going. I'm telling you, it's just an amazing conversation. But I know that people like, hey, I got something to do here. So thank you. Let me move to this next piece of this really quickly. For those of you who are interested, I just want to tell you about, just briefly, about the Diamond Program, which is what we've been talking about all of this time. Pretty much, you've heard it all. You know, it's about you bringing you to the world, your gifts, and doing it in a way that allows your business to support you. Learning how to monetize it, learning how to monetize it so that you create a consistent income. Learning how, you know, branding. I mean, we spend time creating titles and subtitles and doing mindset work and creating brands and putting together offers to be able to offer to your potential clients, to your market, learning how to market and how to strategize and what to say to build relationships, which is so important because it is a relationship-based business. So how do you build your relationship with your market? How do you build your relationship with strangers, with people who don't know you? Just thinking about what Kim was saying, for a year, she was reading and building this relationship with me. And then when she was finally ready, she was ready. How do you do that in a way that's not salesy or threatening? How do you do that in a way that is connecting, that is bringing who you are out into the world? That's what this is all about. And to me, it's a very sacred journey, and it's a very sacred connection with my clients. It's a sacred commitment that we take together. Because I know what it is to be on the side of wanting to bring that out, but not knowing how, and needing the support, but not knowing who, and looking for the answers, but not knowing where. I know what that's like. So if you have heard things that feel that they are, you know, yes, this is something I want to explore further, please go to divineinsidescoop.com. That's D-I-V-I-N-E, inside, scoop, S-C-O-O-P.com. And you'll see other people who have, you know, had experiences with me, other calls similar to this, bonuses that you've got for, you know, just attending this call, the outline for the Divine Diamond program, so you can see exactly what you get. And there's the application for the Divine Diamond program. Send that in. You'll have, you know, the address of where to send it, the email address. Not a problem. Here's one of the things you might want to think about. If Monique had waited another year, stayed in that grief for another year, if she had not said yes when she was so frightened, but so certain it was the right next step for her, where would she be now? What does it cost you to wait? That's something to really think about. Like, it's fine to wait. Go ahead. But if you are clear that this is your next right step, don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear, oh, I don't think I can afford it, et cetera, all of those things. Don't let that stop you from taking the next step. At least download the application. At least fill it out and at least send it in, and we'll talk. Don't let your fear stop you. Don't yet let your I can't afford it or I don't have time or I don't, et cetera. Don't let that stop you. Had I not done what I did when I signed up, and I was scared. I'll tell you, I was scared too. Like, how am I ever going to get the money for this? How am I ever going to create it? It's amazing what happens. You find a way. You just find a way, and it happens. Don't be afraid to say yes to yourself if you know that this is the right next step. Trust your guidance. Trust it. Divine Inside Scoop. I hope I talk with you soon. Thank you for being here live with me. Thank you for sharing. Everybody who has shared, I'm so grateful to you for the time that you spent, that beautiful gift of your time, your attention, your energy, your love. Thank you. And those of you who attended, who are listening now, thank you so much. Thank you for this. I know that your time is the most precious thing in the world. And I'm grateful. You have lots of other things you could be doing right now. So I'm grateful for your time. Thank you. Big hugs to you all. Go get your divine on. Divine Inside Scoop. Bye now.
The moderator has left the conference.